Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Hi, you're very welcome back to the programme. Bobby here with you all the way till 1 o'clock today. Now, a vegan handbag brand in Dublin holds success in its clutches. A couple, Kate and Michael, founded Callow in 2022, which offers leather-free handbags sourced from apples. Callow was born after Michael's attempts to buy Kate a cruelty-free handbag one Christmas went sour. Their sustainable venture won the Arnott's Pitch Initiative last year. And indeed, I'm delighted to welcome Kate and Michael to the studio now. How are you? Nice to see you again. I saw you last year when things were only just getting going. So
thanks for having us, Bobby. Good to see you. Really good.
All good, yeah.
Really good.
Thank you.
Now, firstly, tell us about your relationship with Arnott's. What is it you've won? How did you get onto the shelves there?
Yeah, so the competition is Pitch, was Pitch 23 when we did it. Now it's Pitch 24. So it's a great initiative for startup businesses to get into store, especially such an iconic Irish retailer like Arnott's. It started with just a little video that we had to put in, just a 1 minute video pitching the business. Then it went on to a live panel of judges, which was very scary, but it was a great experience. And then we were luckily one of the five finalists then to be chosen to be in store for Christmas. And again, then we were very lucky and fortunate to win overall. So we're in there now.
So was that, I suppose, that Christmas period was to see, I suppose, for Arnott's to get a sense of, is this going to work? How we all get on? Is there a demand for the product? And obviously you satisfied that and you're trading away there now.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It gave us a great opportunity for our customers to come in and physically see the bags, especially because vegan leather might be kind of a new concept to people that they don't really know what it feels like or looks like. So it gave us that opportunity.
Now, tell us about, you mentioned the vegan relationship there. Why are apples, Michael, a key ingredient in the bags?
So the composition of the leather that we use is 66% apple waste. And it's essentially just excess from the juice industry in Italy. So the pulps, the cores, the parts of the apple that would otherwise be just, you know, waste, we can reconstitute into what is a really, you know, soft to feel but durable and high quality, you know, cruelty free leather.
So that raw material then is sourced in Italy, but the designs for the bags are done here in Dublin.
Yeah, so we design them ourselves. You know, Kate is the creative mastermind behind the operation and I kind of manage the day-to-day. But yeah, we design them ourselves.
Kate, you like this. My first investment in Dragon's Den was in the handbag business.
Oh, interesting.
Where a wonderful guy called Adrian came in with a light in a handbag, which before iPhones, believe it or not, was a very novel idea.
Yeah.
So I know how hard it is, let me tell you that.
It's good to know you invest in innovative handbags.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. It's another story that we'll talk about another day. So tell us about the key, I suppose, components in designing a handbag, Kate. What is it? And I presume, obviously, there are, you have to be cognizant of fashion, whether it's clutch, whether it's small, whether it's big.
Yeah.
What do you consider when you're designing a bag?
I think the main thing for me is versatility. So I wanted to create something that you can wear to any occasion. You know, one of our bags has two straps as well, so you can swap out the straps and you have multiple looks in one. So that was kind of the main thing that I wanted for the bags, and also a really timeless design that, you know, matter, you know, trends come and go, but I think our bags really like stand the test of time. So that's kind of the main thing that I wanted for them.
Yeah, okay. And so the black bags, is there something about black bags that makes them sell quicker than other ones? Because
I know
they're currently sold out.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're definitely our number one bestseller. I think just black, everyone likes black and it goes with every outfit that you have. And no matter what colour you're wearing, I think it just, it works for everything.
Okay. So you're designing here, the raw material, or at least 60% of it, as per Michael telling us there, coming from Italy. And then the manufacturer is also overseas, is it? Yeah.
Yeah,
it is indeed. Yeah, we'd love to obviously produce it in country, but when you're working with new and I suppose even fringe materials, you have to be really selective with, you know, how you manufacture it, and creating a high quality bag is our number one priority. So maybe down the line in Ireland, but at the moment we're doing our very best.
Yeah. And then if the bags are, how do you come up with the, I suppose, the selling price? What's the sweet spot? you're at what? The everything bag design is priced at €130. Mm-hmm. The essential bag's 120.
Yeah.
Is that, where does that sit in the landscape of bags? And again, as somebody who has four daughters, I tend to know a little bit about this space from a negative perspective.
No.
Kate's kicking me under the table here, so I'll jump in on this one. I think what we wanted to do was make a price point that was accessible,
sure,
to, particularly for younger demographics, because sustainability is certainly a, you know, an ideology and a value that is more prominent with, you know, younger audiences and younger generations. So we wanted to make a high quality bag, but something that wouldn't break the bank, and, you know, that anyone kind of can treat themselves.
Yeah, and I think at that level that you're probably covering off that base.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What about building up the brand in terms of, do you work with influencers? Is it important to have it featured on Instagram?
Yeah,
that kind of.
I think so. Like our kind of targeted demographic would be a social media user. So of course, social media is a really important tool for us. We've definitely, you know, gifted a few bags here and there. A lot of my friends would be influencers as well, and they've all been really supportive of me and our journey. I have a bit of a following myself as well, so I think I'm trying to utilize that as much as I can. And I kind of modeled the bags myself. I've never like gotten anybody else to do them, so I'm trying to just use what I have as much as I can at the minute.
Isn't it amazing though, with a product like this, how important social media is?
Absolutely. Like
it really is the marketing sort of backbone of if you're not, you know, active and proactive around social media.
Yeah.
You really do need to be doing that, don't
definitely,
you?
Definitely. And you don't know where it can go as well. You know, videos can go viral and then you're set for life, you know, so it's really important to be consistent there.
I see you wearing a lovely headband as well.
Yes.
which I know are sold out at a €20 case.
Yes.
How important is it to have, if you're in, I suppose, to have accessories, to have other products?
Yes. Well, of course, handbags will always, I think, be our main sort of product. But I really wanted to add other little bits here and there that you can kind of style with the bag. And I think hair accessories are just a really nice one to add on. And they're just lovely if you're having a bad hair day,
well,
you know.
It certainly looks the part.
Thank you.
Last word to you, Michael. The future of this business, what are your dreams? What are your aspirations? Where are you going to bring it?
So, you know, I think a huge objective for us is to become the primary and number one sustainable fashion brand in Ireland, and then, you know, world domination eventually, but, you know, hopefully to go international. The next few steps for us is to release new bags, new products, new colorways, and I suppose continue to educate people on alternative, you know, options when it comes to better buying habits, and just making good decisions when they want to make a purchase.
All right. Well, look, we wish you well.
Thank you.
That's Kate and Michael from Callow Bags. Every success, guys. Well done on getting so far, and keep doing what you're doing. I'm sure it'll all be well.
Thanks for having Bobby. Us, Bobby.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.